There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, you'll sunshine all the way. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Because he first loved me.
Amen. Major events, Tim.
Creation, the fall of man, the flood, fusion of tongues, covenant of circumcision, blessing of Joseph. And
all that's in Genesis.
And then the Exodus and the Old Covenant begins. That's an Exodus.
There's a rumor going around that I said you had to put Z in front of all these. You don't. The only one I ever have said that you had to put the Z in front of is Exodus. The Exodus is different from the book of Exodus. The Exodus is in the book of Exodus.
So, wilderness streams, and that is in Numbers, and conquest of Canaan, which is in Joshua, and the fall of Shiloh. And that's in 1 Samuel, and the monarchy is in 1 Samuel, and the rise of Jerusalem is in 2 Samuel, and the blessing of David is in 2 Samuel.
All right. What is the blessing of David, Leanne?
That the kingdom would be in his name, continue through his family forever.
Yeah, that's a pretty big blessing, isn't it?
Yeah.
True or false? Wendell? Some animals were allowed into Noah's Ark by sevens instead of by twos.
True.
That's true. Julie, you got one? Lot was Abraham's nephew. True or false?
True.
Anna? Melchizedek was a Canaanite who served as a priest of God to whom Abraham paid tithes. The answer is true. All right, Stuart, Abraham's firstborn son was Ishmael, son of Hagar, Sarah's Egyptian maidservant.
That's true.
That's true. What do you think there, Haskell? You look sad.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm doing good.
All right, go ahead. The Israelites came out of Egypt exactly 1,000 years after they went in.
That's false.
How many years was it?
430.
Close. That's in the Exodus, what, 14? You find your answer. 400. Moses delayed. God said they'd be there 400 years. Moses delayed it by 30 years when he tried to do it on his own. Right? Next. Animal sacrifices and holy days are examples of civil laws.
False.
What's false about it?
They are ceremonial.
Ceremonial laws. Sarah? It was forbidden by Moses' law to travel more than a certain distance on the Sabbath day.
True.
Is that really what you feel in your heart?
Yeah.
You're going to stand by that no matter what?
Yep.
You're really sure?
Yep.
You're starting to weaken, you know that? Yep. What do you say, Amy?
I said it's false.
She says it's false.
Oh, true.
Sarah? Amy said it's false.
That's different.
You still think it's true. No matter what. Bob?
False.
False. Bob says it's false. Bob and Amy say it's false. And Josiah. Josiah wants you to know that he thinks it's false. Sarah? You still think what do you say it is, Barbara? She thinks it's false. Lynn says it's false.
Probably.
Yeah, that's false. The law didn't say how far you could walk on the Sabbath. The tradition of the elders did, but no. God never said that. Nice job, Lynn. Okay. Tracy? It was forbidden. Ruth, the Moabitess, married Boaz, an Israelite from the tribe of Ephraim.
I'm just guessing. Is that true?
You're asking or telling?
Well, I'll say true.
You'll say true. What do you say, Margaret? Look at the serious look on her face. She means it, right? Ruth? Same thing Margaret said. It's false. Well, tell Tracy what's false about it.
He's from the tribe of Judah.
He's from Judah.
No.
Not Ephraim. Wow. I think you got me grade my paper. Okay. The Amalekites. David, you're next, right? The Amalekites defeated Israel in battle, killed Eli's two sons, and took the ark.
False.
What's false about it?
Who they defeated, or who defeated them? The Amalekites.
Was it the Amalekites? Who was it? Was it the Philistines or the Germans?
Philistines.
That's right. All right, Abigail, let's read the next one. Ahimelech, the high priest, reigned, gave David food, Goliath's sword, and inquired the Lord for him, but didn't know David was running from King Saul. You put true, you really think that in your heart? Darren, what do you think?
True.
He thinks it's true, too. That's what you think, right? That's what you feel. Sammy, what'd you put?
True.
You put true? Sheila? You gonna stand by your man?
Not this time.
Oh.
He's attractive, but I think it's false.
Oh, Sammy, let you down. Why do you think it's false?
Well, he didn't inquire of the Lord for him.
No, he wouldn't ever have inquired of the Lord for David. They didn't do that, but for the king. That's why Saul killed him, because somebody said he inquired of the Lord for David. That's false. Very, very, very false. Isn't that right, Cliff?
Yeah.
You can change.
I got the paper.
Whoever's got Cliff's paper, he thinks it's false now. David had friends among the Philistines, even in Gath, the city of Goliath. That's true. Okay, time out. We got a question on the Melchizedek question.
I thought in Hebrew that says something or another about Jesus being a high priest in the order of Melchizedek, which would mean he was without pedigree.
That's right. Last verse of chapter 6. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made him high priest forever, not after the order of Aaron, but after the order of Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, king of shalom. His name means king of righteousness. His title meant king of peace. Without father, without mother, without... This is where you get the word pedigree. Without descent. Mark, you still have those two versions in the Bible? What does it say in that other version?
Verse 3?
Yeah.
Without father or mother, without genealogy.
Genealogy. Pedigree. Same thing. Having neither beginning of days nor end of life, made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now, that does not mean Melchizedek had no parents. That means he had no lineage or genealogy as far as the priesthood is concerned. In the law, if you were a priest, you had to keep your genealogy at home with you in a lockbox. Because if you didn't have, if you could, that was your license. That was your passport into the tabernacle, temple. That was your license to approach God's altar, showing that you could go back to Aaron. And if you didn't have that genealogy to show you went back to Aaron, you were without pedigree. As far as the priesthood is concerned, that's what we're talking about. When it says that, I'll give you an example of that. When Nebuchadnezzar came and took Judah and all God's people captive over to Babylon. During that 70 years, one whole family of men, priests, everybody knew they were priests. There was no doubt that they were priests. But during the burning of Jerusalem and the 70 years captivity and on the way back, somewhere, somehow, they lost their record. Everybody knew they were really from Aaron. But they were kicked out of the priesthood because they didn't have their license. They couldn't show it on paper. They went back to Aaron. That's in the book of Nehemiah. They were put out of the priesthood as polluted because they didn't have their record. They were without mother, without father, without genealogy, as far as the priesthood is concerned. So they were kicked out. That's all it's saying about Melchizedek. When it says he's without mother, without father, without descent, without pedigree, genealogy, it just means that he shows up and he's a priest of God, the Most High God. And those four verses in Genesis is all we have about him. That's like Jesus, who came out of nowhere to be a high priest of God. He didn't come from Levi. He didn't come from Aaron. He just appeared because God chose him, anointed him to be who he was. Same as he did in Melchizedek. The question still remains, how do we know he's a Canaanite? How do we know Melchizedek was a Canaanite? You know, by the way, a lot of Bible teachers really get excited about Melchizedek having no father or mother and think it's Jesus coming down to earth before his time to teach or stuff. He's just talking about his lineage for the priesthood. He was a human being. Melchizedek was just an ordinary guy on earth. Lived in the land of Canaan, and God had anointed him to be high priest without regard to his father or mother or sons or daughters or anybody else. He was just God's man. He didn't inherit the title any more than Jesus did. He was just called by God. Now, as I said before, when it's not absolutely clear whether he was a Canaanite or not, I get to choose. The answer is still true. It's funny.
Doesn't his name mean king of
pedigree? No, his name means king of righteousness. His title is king of Salem.
So it means king of the temple. shall he live in, then his father was Canaan.
Yeah, you know, somebody mentioned to me last night, well, they had a lot of foreigners in that country. I said, no, they didn't. That's what made it a dangerous thing for Abraham to come into it. They didn't have a lot of foreigners in that country. Nobody, no country had a lot of foreigners in it. There wasn't a lot of travel, intermingling of people, such as we see now, especially in this country. There was no such thing. And if he was king of a city in Canaan, he was a Canaanite. There's no need to think anything else. He wasn't a visitor from outer space. He wasn't an angel. He wasn't Jesus. He was just a man who didn't have a list of whose father and mother were grandfather. Okay.
Hey, Joe, let me finish you with this question on Ahimelech there.
Ahimelech, which one? About inquiring of David?
Yeah. Could only the king inquire of the high priest at that time that was in his writing?
That would be, if David had gone there and he had inquired of David to the Lord, that would have been a rebellion against Saul. And when Saul heard the rumor from that Edomite that he had inquired of the Lord for David, he went and called that high priest and killed the whole city because he understood it that way.
But it was that only because of the situation? Could the king be the only one to go to the high priest?
I can't think of any situation in Israel's history where anybody but a king inquired of the Lord by the high priest to cast those lots. Keep your eyes open as we go along and see if we see one. I can't think of any right now. But in that situation, that would have been joining David, rebelling against David. I mean, Saul, and David wasn't even rebelling. All right. Which tribe are these people from? Hog? Moses.
Levi.
Levi. Okay, Josiah, keep it rolling. Korah.
Levi.
Aaron, Earl.
Levi.
Dathan, Betty.
Reuben.
That's right, Reuben. Carol, Ephraim. What tribe is he from? I asked the wrong person. We'll get over it in 2 weeks. Joshua was me. Phinehas, Carol. Levi, good. Willie, Samson.
Dan.
Samuel, Polly.
Levi.
We went over that very carefully. Eli.
Levi,
of course. He was a high priest. Did you take it, Keith?
I did, and that was great. Kathy gave me the one that she didn't
okay.
Give, so she could take
Saul.
Hers. Saul Benjamin.
Benjamin. Lou? Judah. Name is from Judah. I got it right. Okay. Joab. Lou?
Judah.
He's David's nephew. Amasa, Sandy. Judah, he was David's nephew. Jonathan, Sheila.
Benjamin.
Mephibosheth, Sammy.
Benjamin.
Yeah, it was Jonathan's son. Had to be. Elkanah, Lynn.
Levi.
Okay, and those daughters of Zelophehad. What you got there, Drew?
Manasseh.
Gideon, Cliff.
I put Ephraim.
Wrong, Manasseh. Gideon was from Manasseh. Are you great to me?
Okay.
Amy? Boaz. Boaz was from Judah, of course. Married Ruth. Joel and Abiah. Travis?
Levi.
Amram. John David?
Levi.
You sure?
Nope, not at all.
The honest man. That's right. Amram. Moses' father, wasn't he?
Jonathan. Abiathar had a son named Jonathan.
Yeah, Abiathar had a son named Jonathan.
If they put Levi?
Yeah, that'd be all right. They put Levi for Jonathan. That Jonathan was from Levi. Jason, Israel's first four sons in order.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Israel's first three high priests in order, John David. What's your paper have? Israel's first three high priests. Token.
Aaron, Eleazar,
Azar, not Ezar, and Phinehas. The multiple choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along, we're finished with our senior moments now. All right, Mark, when Michael saw David dancing before the Lord with all his might, what did she do?
She despised David in her heart.
She despised him in her heart. B. Rob, when Uriah the Hittite was called home from the battle, what happened?
B.
Everything, all that stuff that happened. Aaron, David decided to build a house for Jehovah in response?
All of the above.
Four, Donald, David said Shimei cursed him because?
I see God sending the curse, David.
All right, Jim. David said Uzzah was slain by God because the ark was not being transported properly.
False.
He said that was false, and he said it with some authority. What do you say, Darren?
True.
True. The answer is true.
I know you said last night that he put it on a new cart.
Well, he said...
He touched the ark, and I thought that's when God killed him.
Yes, that's when God killed him, when he touched it, but the reason he touched it because it wasn't transported properly. Later in your reading, David said he found out that the reason God broke out against him was because it wasn't being transported according to the way the law did. That table hadn't had one yet, had it? David sent messengers to the king of Moab to console him for the death of his father. True or false?
Why did you put false?
Because of the king of Ammon.
King of Ammon, not the king of Moab. So Kathy got it right, but it was still wrong. Got right the wrong way. Okay, Stacy. For 3 years after King Saul's death, David went to Mount Gilboa once a year to mourn the loss of Saul and Jonathan. Why? He said false. Look at the next one. The reason David stopped going to Mount Gilboa was after he set up Ish-bosheth as king over Israel in the north, and he was afraid to go there. You gonna say both of them are false? Both of them are false. Never happened. All right, Jimmy. David pleaded with his captains not to harm Absalom. That's true. Jim, Joab killed Absalom before he learned David did not want Absalom killed. That's false. Joab angrily rebuked David for mourning over his dead son Absalom. Debbie? That's true. Mephibosheth did not flee with David from Absalom because he thought the people would possibly make him king.
More people than that believe Bible.
You're just not letting me know it. Okay, the answer is true. Let me see the hands of people who said true now, really. Look how many more hands come up. Ah, you chickens. We don't know whether Bible told the truth or not. I just threw that question in to have something to talk about. So what? We'll find out the judgment. Either way. Wait a minute, time out. We got a comment here that might be important of very, very high intelligence and deep spirituality.
What you read later on, I would think Ziba was not telling the truth.
What did you read later on to make you think that?
Because when David did find Mephibosheth, he had not eaten, he had not bathed or shaved, and as if he had been in mourning.
That's right. Was he just afraid for his life and did that just in case?
No.
Well, then, the answer is false.
He did do that because he was afraid
for
his life. And then his honor to David, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. The answer is false. Would anybody like to argue the other case? Other side? Leah.
Number 9.
Number nine, James, Barzillai, the Gileadite, almost cornered David for Absalom, but David escaped to the mason's hill.
That's true.
That's true? Is that what you said, Rob?
No, I said that's false.
Well, good.
It is false.
Barzillai was on David's side, and a mason was trying to kill David at that time, wasn't he? Wasn't he fighting for Absalom? There was a famine in the days of David's reign, and David found out that God was sending the famine because Saul failed to slaughter the Gibeonites. Randall?
False.
False.
When David numbered Israel,
Joab tried to talk him out of it. That's right. Number 12, Gary. Joab numbered Israel anyway, but omitted the tribes of Levi and Benjamin. That's true.
11 was what?
True. 12 is true. 13, in the plague that followed, 70,000 men of Israel died. Barbara? That's true. Elijah, at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, David saw an angel stand between earth and heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. That's true. Julie, all this time since the days of Joshua, the tabernacle was at Shiloh. False. Leah, David purchased the threshing floor of Ornan to use it as a place of sacrifice. True. All right. Marlena. David reigned a total of 40 years, but only 33 of those years was over all of Israel.
False.
Who said false over here without authorization from the president? That is true. Okay, Sister Patsy. Israel celebrated the Passover in the first month.
True.
Now look, I will have absolutely, without any qualm of conscience whatsoever, no mercy on anybody who got any of these wrong. Because I gave you the answer. And I told David the answer at the top of the page.